Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What is up, my fellow addicts? Ralph Sutton and Mr. Big J Okerson on the SDR show. It was a really fun episode. Back in the studio, the gorgeous, beautiful Alana Love and the gorgeous, beautiful boys.
She looks great.
Yeah, she looks better than ever. Yeah, from the Dead Meat podcast as well. Two gorgeous boys.
Tim Butterly, Mike Rainey. Hilarious.
Really fun episode. We play Two Truths and a Lie as Alana gets naked. And I will say this. I'm taping this afterwards. I'm drunk.
Yeah?
Definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wanna fuck?
I would. We do the show live every Wednesday, every Saturday, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. This one is back in studio. Always feels good to be back here. Use the code SDR. Get 20% off the entire network. You would have heard this episode 5 days early, commercial-free, HD, all that good shit.
If you weren't an asshole.
If you weren't a fucking piece of shit.
You would have heard it already.
Nice hairdo, by the way.
Nice name, jerk off.
Right, here it is right now. The Dad Meat / Alana Love / Two Truths and a Lie episode of The SDR Show.
This is the intro to the shit show. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. This is a hit show. Show me a tit show. Please, someone fuck the hoe. It's weed, I beat. It's hookers and blow. It's art, you need to know. The SDR Show. Let's go.
Oh, I love being back in the studio. It feels so nice. It feels so like home, Big J.
It does feel like home.
It feels weird to when so long we're doing it from fucking Zoom. And
are you terrified?
No, because, you know, we don't really talk about it, but I'm 80% safe right now.
Oh, I forgot you 80%? Jumped a line.
I killed somebody. That's right. Yeah. And tomorrow's the
killed
second.
Killed a firefighter who couldn't make it that day.
Yeah, he snooze, you lose. I'm getting the second shot tomorrow. I'm really a horrible person. Yeah, I don't really talk.
Do you sort of hope for karma that you get sick a little bit from this one?
I actually purposefully didn't book anything to do the next 2 days because everyone I know
really
on the second
shot. You want to chillax with the nerves going now that you've killed an elderly person.
Well, that part calms me. That calms me. But everyone I know that got the second shot felt awful the next day.
Did Lainey get the shot?
I don't know. Lainey's
104 years old. I'm judging solely
my
by
mom
her walk.
Didn't even get the shot yet. So how about that?
Your mom didn't get
the shot.
She
had the first shot, but she's not getting. They fucked up in Florida. They're not getting the second shot.
We got to get Lainey, by the way. I sound very low.
Yeah,
we got to get Lainey one of the gremlins, like the electric chairs that go up the stairs.
Well, you know.
She got here at 7:15.
What happened today, on a totally unrelated note, but one of the shows on the network, one of their guests was wheelchair bound, and we had to try and figure out, is it possible to get them in here? We're looking at renting a ramp to get them down the stairs, but a wheelchair won't fit through the
door. How important was this interview? You were going to rent a ramp?
It's for one of the shows on the network I wanted to make happy. I'm a good boss.
Who was it?
Michael Malice.
You want to make him happy?
Yeah, he's a great... Ooh,
why?
What happened just now?
Are you joining the Nazi party, Ralph?
Oh, we just lost signal. There it goes. It's back. Yes, I am.
Are you really?
Yeah, you're a Nazi. I read the
who
article.
Was the... No. I'm friends with a Nazi sympathizer.
Oh,
I'm
that's
a homophobe, transphobe, racist.
Okay.
Ralph, please.
I'm sorry.
If you're going to quote the greats, introduce our guests.
Okay,
Ralph.
Sorry about that. So first of all, at the top of the show, follow us everywhere at the SDR show. Give us a 5-star review on iTunes. Shannon's going to pick a winner next month, Shannon. Let's pick someone in the first week of March for another review. The live chat is active for the first time in a long fucking time. So Shannon will man that. Why not?
And now, active like it's up and running, or is it active like finally people have showed up?
Active as in someone's going to look at it. I mean, it's always active, but we never actually call to it because when we're on Zoom, it's hard to look at it.
Okay.
All right. You seem like that was like almost like a dig at the show, the way you said that.
No, that's why I thought you were saying that. Like, finally, someone has listened to the show and they're in the chat. The chat is active.
Is that what you believe?
Now.
Is that what you believe?
You guys don't give me the numbers, so I can't negotiate.
I do give you the numbers.
You're like Sirius XM.
All right. So basically, let's just jump to it here. We're doing another fun show, and I asked Jay, what like podcast duo could we get on? He's like, let's definitely get the Dad Meat guys on. I've heard them on Rap. It is Tim Butterly, Mike Rainey. Thank you guys so much for coming in.
I can't thank you guys enough for having us.
Thank you.
Yeah, very incredible. Much. Very nice. And then, of course, I think now maybe the fifth time on the show.
Maybe. I think more. Maybe.
You will always stand out, Alana Love, because it was the first time Shannon was running the show back when it was in my second bedroom, and you brought Mo the Monster to completion.
Oh, yes.
In front of Shannon.
I mean, Ralph, we still talk about that, dude.
That's old shit. Don't bring stuff like that up. She's a substitute teacher now.
I am. I became a teacher now.
But that was, Shannon was like,
Yes, Ralph, she's fucking her students. Do you have to pry?
That's a beautiful thing.
He's Hispanic, though, so he has a mustache. It's fine.
It's legal at that point.
Damn, dude, you're an awkward interviewer.
Alana, I have to tell you, when I saw you, I had instant diarrhea because I just destroyed my meat to you like 2 hours ago. So watching you walk down the stairs, like, it was cold sweat right away.
I'm glad I was your material. Thank you.
That's so awesome, man.
I need you both, by the way. You too.
Yeah.
Very close to your microphones. I can barely hear either.
You got it.
Oh, yes.
I did the same thing with Jay, so this is pretty cool.
It's true.
Just kept rewinding the
like
Patrice
this?
Documentary.
Yeah, yeah. A couple of quick things off the top of the show. Jay, first of all, congratulations. SiriusXM thing is now official, right?
Yes, sir. We are starting Monday. Monday, March 1st, me and Dan back, Faction Talk 103, 5 to 7 p.m., Monday through Thursday. It's also going to be a podcast on Earwolf.
I saw that. And you're following Bennington.
And we're going right after Bennington.
That is fucking great. Look at you.
He's our lead-in.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's going to be fun. A lot of fun things coming up.
Technically, Bennington opening for you. I like it.
No.
Yeah, that's what you said on your Facebook page.
No. You should have said that's what I texted you.
All right, so really quickly, two quick stories, and we're going to get into what's happening here. Number one, just because you leaked it a little bit, we haven't done this in a long time. Shannon, why don't you hit a dick tail so we can get both of them out of the way?
Dick tails, woo! Jay and Ralph are telling weekly dick tails, woo! Tales of all the crazy, silly dick tails, woo!
It has been a while since we ran that. Even you had different hair color.
It's a quarantine, dude.
So I'm just going to tell you mine quickly because I think yours is going to be more elaborate. As we all know on the show, if you listen to the show, I am an Instagram creep. I will hit on girls on Instagram and ask them out relentlessly till the point where they just say yes to shut me up. But I went out with this girl. She was very, very pretty.
We're so weird.
What's your success rate?
Well, success rate. So what do you mean by like?
So how many girls are you messaging in a week? Like, a couple or like
Ralph's success is like, numbers. But Ralph has success like we had a lovely dinner at a sushi.
No, you talking about? So here's the question though: it's like, I might send out 20 Hail Marys that get nothing.
Yeah.
So the ones that respond, are you asking for success rate or just including the ones that get no answer whatsoever?
Yeah, including the ones that get no answer. How many are you least getting someone that's like
to respond
interested?
Yeah. To some sort of response?
Yeah,
I'd say 1 out of 40.
And that one answer is usually chicks asking if he's homeless Richard Grieco.
Or just please stop messaging
me. You are 51, dude.
Yeah, soon to be 50.
What is the end game of this?
Hopefully penis and vagina.
That's it.
You just want to crush ass.
Just crush an ass.
Don't care.
I think I respect 1 out of 40.
That's not bad.
I was worried about like 1 out of 80.
Now, well, 1 out of 40 will get some sort of interaction.
Yeah, yeah.
And then of those, that subset of like, let's say 10,
yeah.
It's probably 1 out of 10.
Sure, but right in the foot.
You might be an honorary Indian dude, Ralph.
Yeah. What could you have accomplished if you focused that on
it? Yeah, imagine. It's usually in downtime. It's not like, oh my God, I got to get home and start Instagramming, you know, messaging.
No, your schedule,
well,
though, is sort of broken around.
You are.
Go ahead, Alana, I'm sorry.
You could just DM anyone wherever you are. So
yeah, I do it on the toilet most of the time.
I believe that. No, I think that's true, but I'm almost saying, like, just the dedication of time to it. Just like,
but look, I'm not, like, you said something the other day.
I'm saying your schedule, too, also involves, like, a lot of dinner dates and this and that and jumping around. I'm not saying it's fine. It just sounds very 30.
Let me say, you said something the other day that really, and you guys are both married, right? So
yes.
You're going to relate to this as well. You said to me, I don't remember the last time I put on a television show without the concern of, is Christine going to want to watch this? Is, you know, can I, where I have never thought of that. Like, the extra time in things like that of relationship stuff, I don't have to deal with. So right. It's kind of different. You get what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
To a degree.
I've been with Christine for 9 years, you know, so like, and I was with my ex-wife before that for a long time. So like, no, it's like, I mean, obviously it's my ex-wife, so the good didn't outweigh the bad, I guess. But like, almost with Christine, like, yeah, I have to like figure out what to watch.
But not
like,
just that.
We'll figure that. If you're that compatible.
What restaurant to go to, what to do in so many things.
But if you're that compatible, that shouldn't be like a major issue. It's like, you know, Christine's not like, It's not like if I wasn't there, she'd only be watching musicals or something all the time. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, like,
no Lifetime?
No. Well, we watched Lifetime
together.
Also, Jay likes
really faggoty things. Dude,
like as well, Ralph, that was harsh.
As long as the waves intersect.
Cancel Ralph. Hashtag cancel Ralph. Lifetime movies, no. What they do is, the ones they do about the celebrities are always so wonderfully self-grandized. I told you, that Wendy Williams, it will be a forever drop on the bonfire when she first went on air the first time and said some gossip. And a guy walked in and said, "You can't do that, Wendy." And she goes, "That's what people want to hear." And he went, "It's revolutionary." I love it because you watch scenes like that and you go, "Nah, man, that is not what happened that day."
She was like looking over someone's shoulder at a typewriter, like revolutionary. That was what he said.
And then also the introduction of a lot of characters. The Salt and Pepper movie had a scene where they were all working at a Sears call center, which is true. Mm-hmm. But Pepe has salt.
They delivered a baby over the phone.
But she said first day, she goes, "All right, who's single and what's the gossip here?" And then she just points out, she goes, "That's Chris, but they call him Kid. Conveniently right next to him is Chris. They call him Play. And this guy over here thinks he's a comedian. His name is Martin Lawrence." It was just like, just a lot of scenes like that. Yeah, they walk by, it's like, "Hello, Heavy D and the boys." And like, "Hey," like, "Hello, MC Hammer." And like, there's a guy there going, like, "Hey,
going
Salt and Pepper."
Delivering the mail in the office, doing the hammer dance.
No, that was when they were famous already. Like, those people. So just to make sure they got like,
everybody worked.
Like somebody played MC Hammer in that movie for no exaggeration, 4 seconds. Do you know what I mean? But they just had to get it out there. It was like, "Hey, MC Hammer was also at that show." It was dumb. But they're no worse than the ones they do. Like, I didn't watch Elton John's, in fairness, but man, that We Will Rock You, was that what it was called? What was the Queen?
No, that was Queen.
Bohemian Rhapsody?
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Fucking horror. It was so bad.
I enjoyed that one. Are you crazy? I really enjoyed that. I didn't like the Elton John one at all.
Can I tell you something? You guys see it?
No, I didn't.
No.
Let me tell you about
the only thing I saw about it was a YouTube compilation of there was this one scene where like a producer walks out to like give them bad news and like sits down in a chair. And the camera cuts like 65 times in 30 seconds.
Oh, really?
That's the only part of the movie I've
seen. I know the part that Jay's going to have a real problem with.
Oh, yeah. What, they were arguing in a studio one day. Well, let's just take it from the several scenes like this. He walks up to a bunch of guys who just had an argument with their lead singer, and he walks up to them and goes, might be verbatim. "Hey, guys, I'm your new lead singer now." And then he goes, "But we're not going to be called that name you're using. We're going to be called..." What he said, Queen. That's super cool. And then
is there a part where he's like, "Well, what are we gonna do?" And he's like, "We will rock you."
No,
we.
Yes.
No.
Worse.
That's the one that.
Worse. They're in a studio arguing over something, and then finally one of them goes, "He goes, guys, please stop. Guys, please stop." And then someone goes, "Wait, wait, wait." Dude, and you're like, "Dude, fuck yourself."
Yeah. No, well, way, I mean,
come
I,
on, man.
I get the entertainment of it. I don't think it went like that, but it's still enjoyable.
It was. Horrible. So if I'm gonna watch it horribly done,
all right, then you might
Lifetime is gonna make it so much cheesier and shitty. Like it's gonna be so much more over the top. Instead of, they're supposed to take that movie seriously.
No, I didn't take it seriously. I just said, "Yeah, I love the songs. We're gonna tell you." All right. So let me just say this. So I finally,
if everybody gets a year, not a homophobe.
So I take out this girl. We're sitting down and having dinner, and she takes COVID super, super seriously. Right. We're talking about how she cannot believe that there are people on this earth that don't believe COVID is real. And I said, "Well, there are people on this earth that don't believe we went to the moon." She goes, "Well, that didn't happen." And then we got into like a real argument that we actually did go to the moon.
Your lifestyle, Ralph, allows itself to be that you're in a situation you have to have an argument with that and still pay for dinner on something.
Yeah, it was really weird.
It's dumb.
Pretty.
You said she wasn't pretty enough.
Not pretty enough to keep the line. Not if she was really hot, I would have been like, "Yeah."
Ralph, you're having an argument where I would have been like, "You should have been like, before we got to an argument, you should have been like, let's just change the subject. Like, what's like,
right?" That would have been the right thing to do.
Because you're like, what is like? You already go. It's like, "Oh, she's a nitwit." So yeah. Like,
I agree.
Let's just get through this.
There's that famous quote: "Don't use reason for someone who didn't use reason to get there." So that I agree. There's no way I'm going to change her mind. But the fact that she was so adamant that people are idiots for thinking COVID's not real, And then I was like, oh, but no, of course we didn't.
Did you think she was like flirtatiously arguing with you?
No, not at all. It was not going well.
Was she trying to eat soup through the mask?
At one point you're like, I think this is going really well, you stupid fucking bitch.
Did you take her home?
I didn't, right after dinner, I just said, it was nice meeting you. By the way,
he knocked her out.
I did not have sex with her.
And you went to the moon.
All right. So anyway, you were saying something right before we went on air about a threesome situation.
Oh no! Just was the week was a total shit. On my daughter's going away for a couple months, but like she, her and her mom just quarantined, 18 years old. They're just warring hard. So Sunday, I had to go grab her.
Is all of her schooling at home?
Yeah.
Oh.
So I had to go grab her Sunday and just be like, "Yo, gotta get you guys away from each other for a little bit." But that night I had to cancel. There was a girl coming over that we were like, "I think we're gonna hook up with this girl." We had to cancel that. Move that to Tuesday. We already had another girl who was supposed to come over on Wednesday that we haven't seen in a long, long time. So like she was supposed to come over Wednesday. She called Monday, said she got her period. So she was like, well, I think probably shouldn't come up. Plan it for another time. We're like, all right. And then the other girl came over Tuesday. And the kind of lead-in was going to be like, hey, we'll watch the Patrice documentary.
Mm-hmm.
And it just bummed everybody the fuck out. And then she was like, I think I'm going to split. And I'm like, okay. Like,
all right, period girl can come over. We're making a foursome with a plumber.
Can I give you a complete honest thing? And Ralph, you'll believe this because you know me and what I do. It's so funny. Like a week ago or so, maybe a week, 2 weeks ago, was when that girl said she was coming tonight, Wednesday mm-hmm. night. And she came up, but this isn't like back in the, you know, when everything was normal on a Wednesday. I'm like, oh, bring, like, I'll do a spot at the Cellar. I'll just like jump on somewhere so we have somewhere to go and she'll see me do comedy well, and course, I'll feel more confident about myself and stuff. But she just, girl knows my comedy already. But like, I was like, I want to do something. And then you were like, hey, Tuesday, whatever for this show. And I was like, dude, we should really do something in studio.
Oh, is that why?
On Wednesday.
That's why you were so adamant about in studio? Oh my God.
And then she, so 2 days now, I know she's canceled. I even said that I mean, it's not for that, but I was just like, you know, just being bitchy because I have to fly out tomorrow and shit. But I was like, yeah, now that girl's not even come over. We're going to SDR for nothing.
Hey, I'm here.
You know, it's funny, it's by the way. Blast.
No, these shows are my favorite. I'm just saying it was just funny that I organized the entire thing that happened at all.
I even said to Shannon, I was like, well, look, Jay's taking genuine interest in the show. He wants to do it live in studio again.
I'm still impressed the girl that's definitely not even watching on the computer right now.
That makes me extra happy.
I know.
I'm sorry to hear that. All right, then lastly,
go home and have sex with Christine after this.
Yeah,
that'll
make it worth it.
That'll
make it worth it.
If it's on your way.
If it's not too far out of your way.
And don't get bummed out and don't have your period and we'll be fine.
If you could not be bummed out or get your period even. Just some hand stuff.
How does she feel about the moon landing?
I mean, the mouth still works, right?
Yeah, yeah. No, she doesn't have a period, my girlfriend.
No, I'm talking about the girl.
Oh, yeah, no, her mouth works. Oh, yeah. I hear you.
No, but Jay is a girl pleaser, and he would want to go down on her.
Yeah,
and if
no.
he can't do that, he's not going to.
No, listen, we're good people. Of course, when she said that, even like I was like,
we're
I
good
mean,
people.
No, but I said, well, I was like, come up anyway and like hang and everything. She was almost just like, I mean, like if we're not fucking, we should wait for a time we could fuck, basically. So like, all right.
Oh, look at you! You're such a giver.
So it was aww. No story of getting pussy.
Much well, neither like, one yeah. of us. Neither yeah, of us.
You guys both respectfully declined. Big move.
Yeah. Well, I didn't respectfully decline. I got. Declined twice.
I just love that the reason why this is happening now is because Jay was trying to impress a chick that he already had sex with, and there's no reason to
impress
her. I know what you mean. Not impressed, but more to like, see you in your environment, whatever you want to call it.
I do still have that insecurity. Like, she just comes over. She's going to, it will be like, even though we've already hooked up, be like, why did I fuck this guy? And then I got to be like, hey, pass him a two, and a head, yay. And it's like,
he's
got
the frog with the hat and the cane.
Yeah. It's like, oh, yeah, he's fucking, he's fucking.
All right, before we go any further, fans of the show who are over 21, I've got something you're going to love. And that's HempireDirect.com.
Yes, Hempire.
I was waiting for him to show.
Direct, yes.
Why are you
sorry? Gonna... I was a little bit slow because I was smoking the Delta 8 THC in one of the 42 states where it is legal.
Is that why you were late to the
yes,
read?
Yes, sorry, I was sunken into your words.
Okay, fair. I remember Delta 8 THC, yes. as the Hempire just said, can be found in 42 of the 50 states legally shipped from Hempire Direct.
Who are the 8 nerds who dare not have Delta 8 THC?
Who do you think would be one of the 8 if you had a guess?
Iowa. The Hempire is so funny, it gave Ralph COVID.
That Hempire hit me strong. If you go to hemppioneer.com, use the promo code GASDABS.
GASDABS.
If Iowa is one of the states, I'll be so fucking happy. Yes. I don't know if it is.
My guess is it is.
Those fucking assholes.
What a bunch of corn-fed fruits. Am I right? Yes.
Is Empire working on his tight five right now?
Yes, the Empire has been hitting open mics and dabbling in the sweet science of stand-up comedy.
Delta 8 THC distillate syringes for dabbing, just $15.
Make you feel like a junkie with a syringe.
Delta 8 gummies for just $15.
For the man-child.
1 gram of Delta 8 dab diamonds.
Welcome to the party, Jews.
For $15. So once more, it's hemppioneerdirect.com. High quality, lab tested, verified. Yes. Delta HTHC. The promo code is what?
Gas dabs. Ralph, it is lab tested. Have you seen I've been wearing this white coat?
You were part of the lab testing?
Yes, group? I get hands on. I do the taste test.
Can I ask, where did the Empire go for the schooling?
Oh, Columbia for undergrad, and then Northwestern for grad school.
Impressive.
Yes, my grades were above average.
Go to empiredirect.com.
Graduated summa cum laude.
You can enter for a chance to win a $999 dab rig.
Dope. Upside down, it's 666.
Go to hempfiredirect.com. Use the code GASDABS. All right, let's get back into it. And then lastly, this is the thing I said was going to piss you off, and it really upset me.
Equally, just right away before I get off track, equally this could be, if on the way to taking her to see me do a comedy show or something, mm-hmm. Someone on the street goes, oh, shit, Big J.
He's like, turn the tar out.
I go, tell him we're not coming to the show. That's fine.
Yeah, we're good. It's good enough.
I still, whatever happens with my daughter next to me, I still give my daughter. I'll be like, oh, dude, thank you, man. That's cool as shit. And I go, eh?
You're all see, your dad's right? Cool.
If you want, Jay, I could just come up the street and pretend to not know. Like, holy shit, it's Jay.
I gave her I bruised her elbows, and we went to go see Hustlers. Every time they show me in Hustlers, I'd be like, eh? You're an old man. She's like, all right.
All right, so today I'm not going to say the name of the artist because I think that would be disrespectful. But we were supposed to put on a pretty big rapper, was supposed to come on. And I got an email today from one of the people who helped me book the show, from the rapper's publicist.
Is it the Dead Fat Boy?
Yeah, that would have been good if it was. I would love, you know, I was in a movie with MJ.
All right.
Tekashi 69?
I'm not going to say it. Even if you say who it is, I'm not going to say it. So
Hello, Cool J.
The email said, we listened to your episode with Shaggy. And we thought it was great, mm-hmm. except it appears that the hosts are racially insensitive because they complimented his hair.
Right.
So he's not going to come on.
That's why?
That's why.
What? Is it Macklemore?
I can say it on the air. Right. I think that's wrong. I don't want to say it on the air.
But you're like, with all due respect, it wasn't me.
They said they're not coming on the show.
No, because the publicist reps a lot of other big people.
So who? They're not coming on the show, and who is it?
You're not going to know who he is, maybe. Royce59? Royce2Five9?
You know,
who cares?
Well, he has like fucking 2 million Instagram followers.
So what?
He's a big star.
He's like the other guy that Eminem fought with once and then didn't.
Yeah, well, he's not coming on now anyway. I just thought it was weird.
I bet his hair sucks.
He doesn't have any.
That's what I wrote back, by the way. First of all, Shaggy is 52 and he has a full head of hair. It's fucking impressive, number one. Number two,
I think I made the joke of the obvious because he has like that curly. I was like, yeah, dude, you're super handsome. You got the good hair, you know, whatever. Like just a dumb like black hair joke.
And, I said it felt nice when I asked to touch it.
Yeah,
I was very complimentary.
And for the record, it doesn't stick to Velcro. Anyway, Royce2Five9, you got to give a bigger measurement. You want me to be nervous about that shit?
It just fucking
you better
crazy.
Be Royce2Seven1. So shots fired. Can't play detail.
Rip Big J, dude. He had a good run. It's over.
All right, so now we'll get into what we're doing tonight. The idea of the game here, I believe, I'm going to let Shannon go through the rules. It's always better when she reads the rules. But we're doing the old-fashioned two truths and a lie, where we're splitting up teams. So it's me and Tim, you and Mike, and sorry, Shannon, why don't you just explain it?
Okay, so you guys will be...
the old-fashioned...
I got all flustered with Roy, with 5'9".
He's coming after you.
Mr. 5'9".
You back
it wasn't
me up.
Mean.
You back up everything
it's,
I say,
right? It wasn't me, Mr. 5'9".
Shit.
Over Mr. 5'9".
You're the money behind this operation.
Okay, so we'll be doing
10 rounds, and you guys will be alternating. So Ralph and Tim against Jay and Mike. And Alana will, for each round, give you three statements. As a team, you guess which one is the truth. And if you guess the answer wrong, you have to take a shot. If, nope, if, hold on.
Wow. Can someone go get beer?
I can send somebody out for beer.
Like,
I know one of you don't drink. It's me and Jade.
It was like, just whatever, Coors Light type shit.
Yeah.
Michelob Ultra shit. Okay.
So if the team guesses correctly, Alana will take off an article of clothing. If the team guesses incorrectly, they take a drink.
Hmm. Gotcha. Right.
They don't take an article of clothing off?
No, we don't want to see that.
And then
could I not disagree.
Think of a worse
you
group.
Want to see that.
And then at the end, the group that's the winner, I guess it will be Ralph or Jay, the two unmarried guys, will get to motorboat Alana's hind
cheeks.
Oh, wow.
Hind quarters. You make it sound so sexist.
Do you know what's funny? In the negotiations of what was going to be the ultimate thing.
Oh my God.
I said a motorboater, because like, Ralph suggested motorboating. I'm like, that's just like fucking a PG movie thing. That's not funny. I go, motorboat, if it's motorboat, at least has her butthole. And it's like, I have to put those questions over text and come back and go, okay, it's 86 on the butthole, but it could be butt cheeks.
By the way, I actually said that to Bobby before. I'm reading the rules. I'm 51 years old, and I'm debating if we're going to do butthole showing or not.
This is the thing you think concerning because you're 51.
It's funny.
This is entertainment, Ralph.
Yeah, I get it.
Ralph, email Royster59 back and ask him if he wants his cheeks motorboated. Yeah.
But only if he gets a hairdo, a haircut before he comes in.
Sounds like he wants it. Where's Royster59's hair look like? Bring it up.
He's bald.
Is he just totally shaved head?
Yeah.
Punk.
Is he? I mean, to me, it was just more about, this is the fucking world we live in, that a compliment gets
no, I think, honestly, he didn't want to do it. I think he just did.
I don't think it went to him. It was the publicist that shot it down. I doubt. The publicist had the problem with it. I don't think he was involved. I don't think it got to the point where he was involved. I think the publicist heard the show and decided, I'm not even going to bring this to Mr. 5'9".
I would have had no idea what to talk to Royster 5'9 about.
Oh, I mean, I just look at him as a big rapper dude.
What would you have talked to him about?
I haven't done any research.
First
on
of all, would you have said you're obviously a big rapper dude?
That's how I put it. That's how I put it.
You have a very strong frame.
High five, soul brother.
What? It's a compliment.
Do me a favor. Let me check those teeth and gums. Ooh, that's nice. That's good right there.
We know he's not going to come on now.
Because you were just racially insensitive.
All right, so I don't know how. Shannon, once more time, is she going to go first?
Shannon, let's throw it to Shannon back in the booth there.
Shannon, so she's just going to pick randomly. She has the list.
Shannon, you're in the booth. Take it away. So it's me and Mike versus you and Tim.
Yes. Okay. Because you and I drink, and they are both married.
So they don't
they
drink?
They don't drink.
Well, not only that, they're not going to. If we win. They're not going to motorboat the butt cheeks.
Tim's going to drink, she said.
I'll drink.
You can drink, but they're not going to motorboat the butt cheeks, is what I'm thinking.
Otherwise, I'll get angry.
That's what I was thinking. I could be wrong.
Yeah.
I was trying to be sensitive as opposed to being racially insensitive.
I don't drink, but I'll motorboat Jay's ass. This is a real Mexican standoff.
Now that's going to happen.
If
you lose.
Winner does her butt cheeks, not to be confused with her butthole.
Right.
Wow.
Wow.
Wait, so this is like double stakes. This is win-win. So if you win, you win twice. How are they going to negatively affect you?
Well, the drinking is the negative, I would say, right? Because I, by the way,
I have to go pack.
Yeah, and also I have to, whatever. I'm getting the fucking COVID shot in the morning.
Oh, Lucy Goose, you're going to bleed like a pig.
All right, so let's get it started. I don't know how do you want to decide who goes first?
If you're wondering, Ralph got the shot because he's over 65.
Yeah, and I have a lot of comorbidities.
So I guess I say the statement.
Well, let's see, Shannon, you want to do a random pick? How do you want to do it?
Yeah, I'd say, Alana, think of a number between 1 and 10 and have each side guess.
Okay.
And don't forget that number.
I won't forget that number.
All right, Ralph, pick a number.
I'm going to go with 7.
Jay?
I would have said 7.
Not anymore.
3.
Wrong.
Who's closest?
I was just closest.
I mean, it was in the middle.
5?
It was 5.
Oh, wow. That's hilarious. Jay, I will defer and let you decide. You want me to go first or you want to go first? I'm even good either way.
You go first.
All right, boom. So we are going to go first. So
as one universal answer you give as a team.
We have to give it to
you guys talk it out.
We have to talk it out.
Yeah.
All right, so you will read the three statements, and then we will decide.
I went to yeshiva, I went to an all-girls school, and I went to boarding school in Europe.
Went to yeshiva.
The fuck's yeshiva?
Jewish school. Boarding school or school in Europe?
Wait, so, boarding school in Europe or at an all-girls school?
Oh, an all-girls school. Okay. Yes. Here's my answer. It's, I'm going to tell you right away. I feel it's definitely not an all-girls school. That's what I think. Mm-hmm. But I will let you say why you think. I think she is Jewish, I think. Is that right?
No one who didn't go to a yeshiva knows what it is.
Yeah, also, is Love a Jewish name?
Well,
it was originally Lovestein.
She changed it. Yeah, exactly. I shortened it.
A lot of
yeah,
I'm going to go with old girls. That's my instinct.
A lot of Lefkowitz.
That's not an old exactly. girls school. That's what I think, okay. But I will allow you to change my mind.
I agree with you.
And I like your thought that no non-Jew is coming up with the word yeshiva.
Yeah.
That's what I think. So we're sticking with you did not go to an old girls school.
You both are wrong.
Can I say something? Wait, before you give the actual answer, can I say what I'm almost certain it is and what my thought would have been on that? It won't be for a point right. or anything, but just and tell me if I'm right. So you went to yeshiva, so I believe that was true immediately. You said you went to an all-girls school, which is something they would do. They would separate boys and girls in a yeshiva school. I was going to say for a fact.
I thought it was a Catholic.
She was lying about going to Europe.
Oh, I like that.
Am I right?
Yes.
Wow. God damn it.
Woo.
The first two went together.
No, you don't know. We have to drink.
Oh,
so,
that's right. Yeah, oh, okay, good.
Alana, for what it's worth, I read Hustler back to front.
Oh, good.
That's Wait, pretty cool.
So you know all about me.
That's pretty chill.
Wait, no, I did say she went to yeshiva. I had that right.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, but we act as a team, I think the first two
we act
together.
As a team. You go up together, we go down together.
Ralph, what are these old Merchant Marines lines you have? We swing together and we sing together.
Hey, I'm 65. That's what we used to say in the Navy.
Went back to the Merchant Marines. I remember.
All right. Ooh, that's rough.
You got those boxing gloves tattooed on your arm?
Oh, my God. I didn't like that at all. I haven't had a drink in a while. That hurts.
Do the next shot. Squeeze it out of your cup into the air.
All right, now for them. And maybe or say it a little slower. You rush through the first one.
I probably did not, but I have a degree in accounting. I went to Brooklyn College, and I have a degree in fine arts.
It's fine arts or accounting is the lie.
Say them again.
I have a degree in accounting. I went to Brooklyn College, and I have a degree in fine arts.
I believe you're a fine artist, so I'm going to go the accounting is the lie.
I'll defer, yeah. Okay, you don't have a degree in accounting.
You're wrong.
Please. Boom! Oh. Pow!
You don't have a degree in fine arts.
Correct.
Yeah.
Wow. there you go, Mr. Okerson.
This.
Yeah, that's it.
I'm not drinking that whole thing.
No, I did. I think I poured you a little heavy. I apologize.
That's okay. I'm okay.
Yeah, I haven't had a fucking straight shot in a long time, man.
How was it?
Not easy, especially as I'm going to get fucking wrecked if we keep getting these wrong.
Right. I think we're going to be bounced back nice.
All right, we'll see what happens.
Two goose eggs.
Like the fucking Sixers against those Raptors. Am I right, Philly? What's up, dudes? Bounce back nice.
Oh, that's funny. When I got an offer to do potentially get a couple of Philly Eagles on the show, and I just sent you the list because I don't know fucking anybody.
Yeah, some of them were good.
Yeah, I don't know anybody. It's like just
Darius kids. Slay.
We'll see what happens. What am I going to talk to him about? His hair?
Yeah. Absolutely, that's how I would play it.
You run so fast. What?
Can you take the helmet off so I can check your hair?
I'm just going to touch your arms and back for a second. That is straight muscle, front to back. Boy, oh boy.
Hey, man, look, I have my problems with police, all right?
All right, go ahead, Alana, round three. So far, no one's doing well.
Nope. I love sex with girls. I dated a girl for 2 years. I was 18 when I went out on a girl for the first time.
Love sex with girls. I dated a girl for 2 years.
Yes, and I was 18 when I went down on a girl for the first time.
I don't think she dated a girl for 2 years. That seems like a long time.
That's a good point.
Wanted to be true because I do want her to come back and make Christine's night.
I think that seems like a long time.
That would be such a sad revelation. It was like, I dated a girl for 2 years. I ate one's pussy at 18, and I hate it.
She's Palestinian.
The first one, if I so don't, would be weird for that to
that
not
would just be
true.
So upsetting. I don't want that to be
right. And even as a porn star, Yeah. I don't think she'd want to admit.
When I'm doing girl on girl, I'm clocking in and clocking out. All right? I'm staring at the clock the whole time.
I'm just thinking of Shaggy's beautiful hair. No, I'm sticking with that, the two. But again, feel free.
No, yeah.
You idiots must have not seen her newest video, Alana Love is Strictly Dickly. I guess you guys don't subscribe.
When she goes down on girls and on camera,
guess you guys aren't subscribing. Yeah.
Alana Love, it missed me with that gay shit.
It tastes like salty arms.
And Jesus was right. No.
Yeah, okay. She didn't date.
She
didn't date one for Keith.
Alana Love is, it's Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve.
You're on the same team?
I guess so.
And by the way, if I'm wrong two in a row, you're picking the next two for sure.
So
and we're going with, you didn't have a 2-year... Wait.
Yeah,
I'm stopping for a second.
Okay.
The other argument is, it's so specific, a 2-year relationship with a girl, that maybe it is true.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to play devil's advocate for a second.
That's the hallmark of a good bluff, you know?
Yeah, more details.
Believable, but it's like, whoa, that's a lot of detail, yeah.
Because also, so maybe the first time she went on the girl, she was younger.
I love it up the ass on Thursday.
Only on Thursday.
So maybe it's the 18. Maybe she was 17 or 19.
Yeah, maybe she's a late bloomer.
Yeah, so I think we should switch it to that.
Oh, man, you've sold me.
That would be my guess.
Yeah, so we're going to switch it to that. That
table's in agreement.
That the 18 is a lot.
You're pussy lying about 18.
You're wrong.
Fuck!
Ooh, wow.
Come on!
Then it was
I've never dated a girl for 2 years.
Oh, God damn it. I'm my own fucking...
Oh, my God.
I feel like I've...
So mad.
I am so high right now. I could be convinced to say anything.
I'm so mad at myself.
She's lying about all three. No, she didn't do any of that.
God, all right, cheers, man. I'm already fucking tipsy.
I promise not to take advantage of you.
Well, I'm going to be motorboating those
cheeks.
You're
going to go home and jerk off with your Omigo bidet squirt.
Yeah, are you throwing right now? You're throwing the game.
ever since he brought it up, it's all I can think of.
He's going to go home and take a liquor shit and Tinder.
Wow, I'm so mad at myself. I'm so stupid.
Oh, God. I lost my virginity at 15. I had an orgasm the first time I had sex. I lost my virginity to my math teacher.
I like all of these, by the way. So
that's great.
Yeah, I think the math teacher thing is true. That's what led to the degree in accounting. and he gave her an orgasm, which also contributed to the degree.
I counted his credits, actually.
Yeah, that adds up.
I did a 180 on what you just said. You turned me right around to you. What were they again?
I lost my virginity at 15. I had an orgasm the first time I had sex. I lost my virginity to my math teacher.
And I took a shit on my social studies teacher.
Both. Consenting.
Yeah, math teacher didn't make anyone come.
Just can't both be true.
It's math teacher or the orgasm. What do you think?
You think for sure she had sex the first time she was 15?
Yeah, it doesn't sound crazy.
You know, it's funny that if we remembered her first appearance on SDR, we would know the answer.
It was probably a Jewish camp.
Yeah, in yeshiva.
Yeah. That's really when they cut loose. When Jews get a chance to cut loose, they cut loose. Ari Shaffir said there's nothing more debaucherous than the group of people when they go on Birthright.
Mm-hmm.
Like shit over there. It's like a big group. Not Birthright, but it was like his school. It was like a school trip and everybody going, you know, like a rabbinical school or whatever, a Hebrew school, and going there.
Yeshiva?
Yeah.
I don't know. From what I've seen on History Channel, Jewish camps are pretty chill.
In the strip club days, the worst customers were always the Hasidic Jews.
Correct.
They were
they come in, dude. I told you.
They spent a lot of money Hasidic with their, Jew? Like the most vile. Like they want the most difficult.
I was at a swingers party once and Hasidic Jews with hookers.
Wait a minute. Weird. Was it so? There was a couple of. It's not like you went to a Hasidic Jew swinger party. There was a couple there with.
No, I went. Carla was bartending it, like, and so I was able to go and just like observe people, and which was hilarious. But I observed Hasidic Jews with hookers, like several of them there.
So, but how would you know? Because they weren't also Jewish looking. They were obviously not.
How did I know, Ralph?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Call it a hunch.
All right, fair enough.
They were just biting foreskin.
Yeah. Call it a hunch.
They didn't have long, swinging, like, sideburns pubes.
Yes. They were wearing yarmulkes.
Come on, Ralph.
Pay attention. They had the payas.
No, not that. How'd you know it was a hooker?
She had a neck tattoo, and she was with a Hasidic Jewish guy.
There you go.
You mean, like, his mom wouldn't approve?
of him going there? Probably not. It seemed that way. But yeah, but Hasidic Jews, also at comedy clubs, man. The Comedy Cellar used to have the awesomest, like, this like group. There's like 10 of them that come in like in different versions of the group, but they're like late night Comedy Cellar, like people. You couldn't offend them at all. They loved all that shit. They just cut loose when they come out.
That is a weird subset. Like, yeah. You know that what I didn't
it smells know, bad.
I didn't know too bad.
Smells really bad.
The Hasidic as a people only started like in the 40s or 50s. Like it didn't. It's not like some.
Was it really?
Yeah, it's not that. It hasn't been around that long.
What a history lesson.
Yeah, that's a little bit of a thing. For
man,
also
they really locked it down in the 40s. Yeah. They're so 40s.
Also, here's another thing.
This kind of conversation you have with a girl who doesn't know the moon landing.
Yeah. Also, by the way, the different hat styles means they belong to a different group. There you go. A little bit of Jewish knowledge for you.
Snapple right, fact of the day.
Answer the goddamn question.
I promise you, if there's an uprising, we'll gather you first.
Answer the damn question.
What was it again?
I lost my virginity.
15. Orgasm first. Math teacher.
I think math teacher.
I'm going to go with you on that one.
Just seems, that's a lot.
You're wrong.
What? Pow!
Knew it.
Love it.
Which one was it?
The math teacher was the wrong one.
Wait, what does that mean?
Meaning that was a lie.
That was a lie.
So they were right.
We were right. Wow. Yeah, so you got to take off clothes now.
They were right. They said math teacher.
Oh.
We said that's the one.
Have we been doing this wrong the whole time?
No.
Okay,
we're all just drinking in stone.
You know what? I'm going to spit those shots. Let's start over.
I was like, have we gotten fucked each other? Oh, hell no.
Her face is up there, dude. Come on. I think you've been to the party before.
There you go.
Alana looks great.
Yeah, Alana, you look great. Jesus Christ.
Thank you. I try.
I was like, she got like.
It's a generous move going no shirt under the hoodie.
It is.
I mean,
it's very also 50 degrees,
50 degrees out. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a jacket.
While we have some you know, things happening here, let's take a moment.
Things happening?
Yeah, it's nice. Finally, someone got a little topless.
You are classless.
Thank you. Let's take a moment and acknowledge a couple of things. Like, one, Alana, why don't you tell us a little bit about your network? So we're here. Let's get a little promo in there for there.
I have a new show. It's called Love and Laughs. It's all about sex, dating, and relationships because, you know, that's my favorite topic.
Ghosts?
It's an all about ghosts, yeah. Exactly.
Fighting.
That was really good.
No, she's actually Boosh.
I'm also solving a murder.
I mean, unsolved mysteries, right? So that's one of my favorite topics too. And you can find it on my network, alovemedia.com.
Okay, cool. And now also,
how you get your own network? Started?
Yeah, she started her own network.
That's nice.
Do you have multiple shows on here?
No.
This is a launch.
I just started it.
Hell
so
yeah. Congrats. That's great.
Thank you.
And also now, Dad Meet Guys. Let's talk. How long has the show been going on?
About a year and a half.
Okay. And you're both from Philly. You know Jay from Philly?
Actually, the very first headliner I opened for was Jay in 2011.
Oh,
and cool. I was terrified, and he could not have been kinder.
Oh, nice.
Jay, do you think that? Yeah. Are there any guys you think, comics out there, that open for you that have like fucking Jay's an asshole stories, or do you always go out of your way to be
No, not one.
Never once you're like in a bad mood? Or
no, there was one. The only thing that happened was like a weird thing. Maybe he wouldn't even remember, but it's like there's sometimes I could feel I'm always nice to them, but when I would go, now I'm like older too, but like when I was headlining the few places I did in like my late 20s, early 30s, and you go there and they have like a comic who's like 50 or something or 40 something, it was like coming to pick me up from the airport or whatever it was. They make them do stuff like that, or they were opening for me. They was like, so I'm like, not big dick, and just like constantly letting me know that, like, yeah, you know, I had a kid, so I couldn't really go. And you're like, okay, man. It's like, yeah. It's like, you know, Rob Schneider said I should be bigger, but, you know, so I'm like, okay. But one time I went to a place, like, a guy was opening for me. It was like a cassette, Revel Casino or something. It was only around for a minute. And like, where was he? An older guy. And he was like, hey, got this gig. I never heard of you before, you know, so I looked your stuff up. Jeez. And I figured I'd check it out. It was pretty funny stuff, man. It's pretty funny.
So what did you did you say something shitty back? You're saying, could you
yeah,
say
where somebody got it. He goes, what's your, or somebody goes, oh, no, what, you know, after he said that, when he first introduced, somebody goes, I'm so-and-so. I was like, what's your name? He said, what's my name? And he just told me he looked me up. And I said, headliner. and it was like an awkward, but it was like one show, one night. I, honest to God, like I'm such a guy, my personality is like, if that was Thursday on a weekend gig, like I would have just eaten it and been like, oh, thanks for looking it up, I guess.
Jay gave him one star on Uber. Yeah, thanks for the ride, Jim.
I knew the night was just that night, so I could do like that.
Fair enough. All right, so let's move on.
Let's move on.
Now, it's technically, if I'm, it's hard to keep track, it's 1-0. Am I right?
Yes.
All right. Let's go.
I worked at the Bunny Ranch for 3 years. I was nominated by the AVN as Hottest MILF. I won an AVN award for best anal.
So I don't think she was at the Bunny Ranch for 3 years.
I think she was. Wait, are you thinking she wasn't there or the amount of time?
For 3 years? That seems like a long time.
Really?
Yeah, you become a rabbit at that point.
But
you gotta see, Mike. She takes the tiniest little poops.
They're so cute.
They're almost adorable.
Can you say them again, please?
Yes.
I said the tiniest little poops.
I worked at the Bunny Ranch for 3 years. I was nominated by the AVNs as Hottest MILF. I won an AVN award for Best Anal.
Okay, so I know the second one's definitely true. Mm. Mike told me that 12 times today. Walking around.
I followed him around like an autistic train scheduler.
5 times, dude. MILF of the year. I mean, can you believe it? I mean, it's great just to be nominated. It's a cool mic.
But here, so I
some good company. I'm
I have fucked us twice, so I'm going to let you decide. Matter what you decide, I'm on board.
I think she's... Wait, what was the
How many
one?
Years was it? Two?
Three.
3 years at the Bunny Ranch. That's a long time.
Yeah.
I don't see someone lasting 3 years in a row at the Bunny Ranch.
I think you're underestimating her. How's that make you feel when someone's like, she doesn't have what it takes to last for 3 years?
Damn, Ralph, you did come at her funny.
That's fucked up, right?
I'm waiting for you to answer.
I like her attitude.
Damn, Ralph, that is fucked up.
I am a fuck, right? Now, if it is that, I'm going to look like a real asshole.
She doesn't have what the Bunny Ranchers call it.
I think she had what it takes to.
So which one are you saying then? Tough.
So it was the last
best one
that
anal?
She won for best anal. I think she's lying on awards.
Okay, so I'm going to stick with that because I was wrong twice.
Yeah, I hate to say it.
You are correct.
Bam!
Boom.
Well, you deserved it.
I guess I'm going to take my sneakers.
Way to make her relive the losing the best anal.
I know.
I didn't fucking lie about it.
That's why you go back to her house and you're like, hey, you know, I'd love to check out that award. Where is it? She's, it's in her closet. No. I don't even have it up.
I'm in California.
You don't have your best anal award hanging up on the wall. Like, I don't. It's not about awards for me. It's really.
It's all about, you know. As long as I was nominated.
I hate showing up. Come on, man.
It actually burned up in a wildfire.
You know, this is why I don't actually date fans, Ralph.
Wow. All right. So now we've tied the score because I shut my mouth. Congratulations.
I'm the world's greatest detective.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
The world's greatest retarded detective.
I appreciate it. All right. So now we pass the ball back to you guys. Let's hear the next one.
I love black guys. I love guys with tattoos. I love Russian guys.
I'd say it's... She doesn't like guys with tattoos.
Black guys, tattoo guys, or Russian
black
guys?
Black and Russian makes sense.
Yeah, it's a power combo.
Those two make sense to me.
It's like chocolate and milk.
The tattoo, maybe she doesn't like tattoos. She doesn't have at least a lot of tattoos.
Can I play devil's advocate? You want me to shut my mouth with your decision?
You're on the opposite team.
That's right, because I was going to say, what I would say just to throw a ball, a little wrench in the works there. I believe she is of...
I got you to change your answer.
Yeah, she is of Eastern European descent, right? So maybe sometimes... Russian people really don't like associating
Russians. That's not in my head. That was already in my head. I think that maybe it's like she's Russian, doesn't want to fuck Russians.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
I think I lean towards making less sense. I know she likes fucking black guys.
Research purposes?
Yeah. I just checked it out.
Maybe as sure as the sky is blue, she loves fucking black guys.
Yeah. That was good. Good stuff.
It's either Russian or tattoo. That's what I think.
I think it's tattoo.
You think it's tattoo?
See, she doesn't like tattoos.
Yeah, I think
so. That means that Jay's not...
She does like Russian guys?
Jay's not going to get to have a threesome with Christine later because of his tattoos.
So I think you just don't like guys with tattoos.
Is that what you guys are sticking with?
I think it's the Russian guys. I tend to agree with Ralph.
I'll defer. I sowed the seeds of doubt.
Yeah, I'm going to defer to you. We'll go with Russian guys.
Oh, they're coming off the rails.
Correct.
Russian guys. Yeah. You're right.
Wow. What do you hate about them?
It's not that...
Shape of their heads.
I had a bad experience, so I guess I have PTSD. No. Just... Yuck. They're like... A lot Borscht. Of the... You know, maybe...
Did he take you out for porridge?
He killed your training partner in a boxing match?
Exactly.
You got tired of fucking the Tetris music?
We'll go with that. I guess I'm going to take off my... No.
All right, now we're talking.
Now we're cooking with gas.
I get it.
Eat your heart out, Russian guys.
Suck on that, you rusty fucks.
But I do love tattoos on guys.
Go watch the end of Rocky IV. Maybe she is going to come on with me and Christine.
Yeah, I just said, now, Jay, you just went back into the win column.
Oh,
I'm being super funny for her. Oh,
I'm going to beat off in a Mike Ruzzioni.
Where's that other girl? Is she watching this?
I think I got her all wet when I was guiding Lainey down the stairs.
I hope that other girl's watching and realizing what she missed out on.
I got a merit badge. I know, and I'm leaving town. The whole thing sucked.
2-1.
But my daughter and ex didn't kill each other, and that's important.
It's the main thing.
That's the main thing. It's just crazy, though. At school is 100% at home. I can't imagine how fucking hard that's got
to
be.
She went from 17 to 18 in quarantine.
I just can't even think about it.
Literally, I'm saying going to that age. No prom, no graduation, college online.
That sounds like a Benny Mardona's lyric.
If I was 17 to 18, rest in peace. Rest in peace, legend.
All right, let's hear it. Next three.
I like to be dominated. I love to be tied up. I love to give.
Oh.
What was the last one?
I love to please.
To please, okay. So to me, tied up and dominated, sort of in the same wheelhouse. Maybe not. I don't know. Depends on, dude.
The fact that they're so similar means that she used them both on purpose.
Well, maybe that's a good very point. Deliberate. Good point.
I picture you tied up and giving, like hitting enter on the computer to go, hit a GoFundMe.
So say them again, please.
You could be tied up and
I like
you
to be
being
dominated.
Tied up and not dominated.
Right.
I love to be tied up, and I love to please.
I'm gonna think it's tied up. It's just my instincts.
Yeah. I could see that being unpleasant.
Too vulnerable.
Especially if, like, you're slightly autistic.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're not slightly autistic, are you?
No, I don't think I am.
Yeah. It'd be cool if she said it three times. No, I don't think I am. Again, you've been the only positive part of our team.
I think...
You're so into him, dude.
Yeah. He's not steering
me
wrong.
Obsessed with
I've had three drinks with him already.
Tim, how do you feel about the moon?
You want to move in? If you believe it happened, you want to move in?
How do you feel about sushi?
Hey, you know how when they lose, they're going to eat each other's butts? Like, it would be funny if...
Wouldn't
like,
it be weird? It'd be weird. Like, and...
Is there anyone else whose butt?
Yeah.
Could
solidarity? Like, should we just do it too? Like,
I mean, let's just throw it out
so
there.
So we all do it?
Let's just throw it out there is what I'm saying.
What if we both took two small steps? One giant leap.
Yeah. I think if you're...
Dominated.
Tying up is dominating, but not all dominating is tying.
Right.
That's why I'm going with tie up.
Is that Confucius?
I'm in with you. I'm saying it. I'm in with you. Let's do
Confucius.
It. We're going with tied up.
Correct.
Wow!
I can't lose. Confucius.
I guess I'm going to take off my socks.
Call me Confucius.
The floor's a little cold.
And if I were you, I would do tampon before panties.
That's nice.
I would say just.
It's a good thing I'm not on my period.
It is good.
So, where were you on Tuesday?
Neither is Christine.
Not invited.
Can I say something crazy? Neither is Christine. And we're only two blocks away. Doesn't matter.
By the way,
you have to use the bathroom.
If
we're being honest.
Anyway. You have to pack anyway.
If we're being honest, it's a little less than two blocks. It's like a block and a half.
It's a block and a half, actually. If we're being honest, it's a block and a half.
Jake, I mean, do you have a pussy planner, or does it go on your regular calendar?
This week, particularly, it's been a long quarantine, so... Two things of people we were like kind of, it was like you're supposed to happen that just didn't. Just circumstantially.
Can I ask you a question about that?
But the energy in the house is not good.
Any of the girls that were going to come over for threesomes or anything, do you actually ask them, do you take this seriously? Have you been quarantining? Do you wear a mask or you don't care?
No. I don't really. I mean, like, I guess like conversation. I mean, guess conversation. No.
I wouldn't. No, that's crazy. But I'm saying, but like, do you at least. Like, if it was a girl.
I don't know if that's crazy if somebody wanted to be that way, but it's just like people who I just kind of know. Like, I don't know.
If it was a girl that doesn't believe in
possible in the world, there's some risk no matter what. Man.
Let's say one of the girls that you normally are with Christine, mm-hmm. comes out and says, "Oh, this is all fake. I'm not wearing a fucking mask. I've never worn a mask."
I would do it. No,
you wouldn't do it.
No, okay. No. I mean, like, that's crazy. Anyone says they don't believe it's happening, like, it's happening.
Welcome, pussy on Zoom.
I'm happy that most people I know aren't getting, like, super sick with it or too bad and stuff like that. Right. My mom and step-pop, though, are respiratory therapists. So, I mean, they... did that exact job. That's what who has to handle this. So, no, it's real.
Oh.
I just like him not being lunatic.
Right. No, you can't. You have to live your life.
Some people are, though, and it's fine, too. But, like, there's just some shit I got to do.
Right.
Like,
all right. So now I guess
threesomes is one of them. But I think if someone's come over to fuck, they don't not feel good. And what more can you really do in the world? Yeah.
Right.
Like, if someone feels okay.
And also, do you know if you still have the antibodies or you don't know?
I don't.
You don't? Okay. All right, so now it is Shannon. Are we right? It's two apiece.
No, wait. Who just got that last?
We just got it right.
I believe it's.
I think it's two apiece.
It's two apiece.
It's okay. Two apiece. Yeah,
socks are off. She has four things right. off.
Yeah. Okay, your turn, boys.
I hate using toys. I don't masturbate. I use cucumbers to get off.
Cucumbers. Well, by the way, I feel cucumbers like cucumbers could be a super thing, and cucumbers really to get off would kind of be but, in the same.
Wait, what was the first thing?
I like that.
I hate using toys.
I would say, by the way, has everybody heard
me? I'd say maybe she hates using toys, would be my guess. But, like, no.
You just handed that.
Shannon, if you get it right, she gets more naked. That's why I'm on board with this.
Yeah, but it's a game. It's a competition.
You're score fixing. The bookies are going to cut our dicks off.
Alana, could you read those back and make eye contact with me?
Especially on the last one.
Okay.
I don't masturbate. I use a cucumber to get off.
Have you ever used it long enough for it to become a
pain? You're not allowed to ask.
That's a good question.
I don't like it.
That's a good follow-up.
I could
follow
answer
up,
that after you answer.
That's a good follow-up.
Damn it. Unshakable. It feels like a few good men. You can't handle the cucumber.
See, if it was I've used a cucumber to get off versus I use one, I would argue if it's been used before, like once or twice.
Yeah.
We'd have an argument with the judges that, like, that was phrased kind of weird. She says, I use a cucumber to get off. Yeah. Like, she named it. You know what I mean?
Maybe her boyfriend's name is Cucumber.
Yeah. Pickle Rick. So.
It's just growing out of the floor in her apartment.
What do you think? What's your instincts?
I think the cucumber one is just very, very strange.
Very cool.
She's chuckling at it, which makes me think she may have done it before, and it's phrased awkwardly. That I use a cucumber to get up. You know what I mean? Like, that's her thing.
Well,
you're mind-huntering her.
Yeah.
Does that mean that if she only can do it once? I mean, I don't know what you're saying. Like, she's done it once? Like, is that wrong? I don't know.
Yeah, I'm just saying it's an easy... If she says... If the thing is, like, I use it and it's implied that it's frequently all the time using a cucumber to get off, like, that seems to be definitely the lie. I've used a cucumber to get off does not strike me as that crazy. Do you know what I'm saying? I've fucked couch cushions.
So now we're also going to be rating her on grammar and how she structures sentences.
Alana, can I ask you one question and then we'll answer?
I might have an answer.
Have you ever been nominated by AVN for Gardener of the Year?
I wouldn't know unless you answer.
Damn. Maybe the pickle things.
Waste
the pickle now.
Waste his last wish on playing. Fucking dickhead.
Cucumber.
I don't want to be fair to say. Shut up, dude.
Yeah. Alana, if I may. This so-called cucumber.
Erection, Your Honor.
What type of cucumber are we talking? Is it a hothouse?
We can rustle up a cucumber bag while you're back at the place. There's like three delis.
Give him 20 minutes. He'll tattoo one of them. Bobby, can you lower the heat? It is
a little hot. I'm cold.
She's just
turned it off.
I'm the one with no clothes on.
Fine. Fair enough. Let's leave Alana be happy. That's fair.
Thank you. I should be happy.
Say them all three again. I'm sorry.
I hate using toys.
I
don't masturbate. And I use cucumbers to get off.
Wait, I don't masturbate? Is that could be a lie? I think I don't masturbate is a lie. I don't masturbate at all. Yeah, no,
now she's just exclusively a cucumber getter offer.
Yeah.
All right. I'm gonna go with I don't masturbate.
Yeah, I don't masturbate.
You're wrong.
Fuck.
What was it?
I
love it.
Damn.
I never used a cucumber
God
to get
damn.
Off.
Oh, I love it. I love it so.
Oh, yeah.
But you never masturbate?
I hate masturbating. I prefer the real thing.
It's so obvious.
And I say that, and Jay shits on me. She says it, and you just fucking bow your head.
Ralph's saving himself for the right one.
Christina's home right now, punching her puss.
She said, "You're blowing it."
If I go back without her, first of all, I'll completely play that off like, "Yeah, I'm like, yeah, she wasn't coming back. It was like fucking around." But but Christine definitely will be like, "Oh, she."
You sitting on a bench with like a towel over your shoulders, like I just don't know where it went wrong.
You got all the tattoos showing on the bed, waiting for you.
Oh, Zygmunt, I should have said.
You know, I think we got a lot of great players on our team, and it just sometimes it doesn't come together.
Chemistry night, you know what I mean? Chemistry's off some nights. But she will have a visual like,
I'm going to dump a bunch of cum on Ralph when we win.
She won't know if we're coming back. But she'll be wondering until I walk in.
Until you walk in the door. But I can't. I wish you could film. You should film her if you know if you're alone. Her disappointment when you come in.
Oh yeah, I will.
Yeah, if you're alone.
Yeah, if I'm alone.
Swings the door.
If I'm
open.
Alone, I promise I'll film the disappointment, and it'll be genuine.
All right, let's go to. I believe this would be if my math is right, 9 out of 10. Right.
Actually,
now.
I'd be surprised if she hasn't texted me yet.
Oh, yeah. Cool. You, you fucking asshole. No. Man up.
Get together,
it
dickhead. Land this bird.
Get your head in the game.
Nope.
All right, let's do it.
My celebrity crush is Nicky Jam. My celebrity crush is Vin Diesel. And my celebrity crush is Channing Tatum.
Channing Tatum is the lie. That's my initial feeling.
Who was the first one?
Nicky Jam.
I don't even know who that is.
Who's Nicky Jam?
The reggaeton artist.
Bobby Hutch.
Okay, by the way. Here's my little thing.
Well, yeah, that was just a
the fact that
giveaway.
She so quickly said the reggaeton artist. We yeah. know it's he's
yeah,
one of
she
them.
She was like the
you know that dude, the guy,
the guy that they play really loud on three-wheeled motorcycles in bad neighborhoods.
All right, so it's Nicky Jam. Who was two?
Vin Diesel.
And three?
Channing Tatum.
Channing Tatum.
Channing Tatum. I'm Channing with you Tatum. On Channing Tatum.
That's
because he no tattoos, like super clean dude.
He looks like a Russian guy a little
He
bit.
Looks a little Russian-y.
He's
really
got a
does.
Russian yeah. frame and skull.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
His eyes are, yeah. I forget, too close together, too far yeah. apart.
His cable knit sweater game is kind of weird.
I'm in. I'm with you. Let's say I'm doubling down. We are in.
Oh, I had to drink the last one.
You guys have to drink. Have to drink. Sorry.
Slurp, bitch.
Slurp it.
Slurp.
All right.
What was your answer?
We are doubling in. We're locking it in. Final answer, Channing Tatum.
You are correct.
Pa! God damn it!
We are on fire!
Woo!
Woo! All right, now.
You guys are welcome.
Now it's getting real.
I'll tell you why Alana's cool as shit, by the way.
I am
she
cool could have
done
shit.
Panties first because it's under the table. It wouldn't have been showing. She went with the thing that's going to be showing the whole time. As far as
and I also like her game in that she has not given anyone anything.
Very
like extra.
Very broadcast friendly. Tells me you should probably check out her new podcast.
He
yeah,
should.
And the network. Love you want to plug the network again?
alovemedia.com.
Okay, and also, I'd be mean if I didn't just say the Dad Meat podcast as well.
Yeah. Just keep plugging, Alana. We're fine with that.
All right, so now we are up. Is it 3-2? So then here's a silly question. If they get this right, we tie it. Is there a tie plan of tiebreaker sorts?
20-pace cum duel.
Again?
Mm-hmm. Maybe, do you think you can think up a third round of Two Truths and a Lie if they tie?
No matter how old you get, I still, every time my head crosses over, you just always get to be like, hmm? Yeah.
I was doing it the last 2 minutes. Like,
I know.
You know, he goes, nipples.
Well, on a quick thought here.
Oh, man.
Ralph? Wall? Wall? Oh, wait. Ralph? Wall?
So stupid. Well, let's see if it's a problem, right? Okay. That's fair enough. So go ahead. Ask the final question.
I think Big J is really funny. Hmm. I think Jerry Seinfeld is really funny. And I think Sebastian Maniscalco is really funny.
Oh, fuck.
Yes.
Oh,
man. I'm going to hurt.
God
if
damn it.
If I'm the lie, it's going to hurt so much. I deserve it. I have it coming. But that one's going to hurt.
All right. Well, you hate Italians.
I mean, me is the funniest answer, but I'm trying to go what I actually think the answer would be.
Sebastian.
Sebastian.
You.
Maniscalco.
And who was the last one?
Maniscalco.
Who's the middle one?
Him, Jerry Seinfeld, and Sebastian.
Mm-hmm. Maniscalco is a very loud Italian dinner.
I think someone could enjoy me and Sebastian. I think people could actually enjoy me or either of those two, but like Sebastian's such a... She said Sebastian Maniscalco. That alone.
No, she said Sebastian Maniscalco.
Yeah, she did pronounce
whatever,
it.
Whatever, I can't pronounce his last name.
He's a reggaeton artist.
No he's no reggaeton artist.
She can't he's a rigatoni artist. Would that be fair to say, Mike? You fucking dickhead.
That's more than fair.
Thank you, dude.
All right. I want to say. I think, even though she couldn't pronounce it, I still think she likes Sebastian.
I think your average Sebastian Maniscalco fan can't say his name.
I mean, that's probably true.
I agree.
I think you just screwed it up yourself.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a huge fan.
Yeah, there's something about saying his name that gives you a stroke.
There's something to be said for liking you and Sebastian and not Jerry is a good argument.
I understand that more, yeah.
Yeah, that makes more sense to me.
Yeah, I don't think Seinfeld would particularly like my brand.
Yeah.
And they probably play like Seinfeld specials.
What's
like...
the deal with fucking a black guy?
But I'm almost saying Seinfeld might be.
I think I did hear that bit. Yeah.
She likes Seinfeld. I bet substitute teachers at Yeshiva play that on the TV. All right, kids, we're watching a special today.
She is Jewish. Yeah, I sing, man, it's me or Sebastian.
Everyone open your tours. But
now I'm turned to it's definitely Seinfeld she likes, and it's me or Sebastian who's the liar.
She likes the Jews.
Well, she's a self-hating Russian. Maybe she's also a self-hating Jew.
I actually love myself, but thanks.
Well, I just mean Russians.
Damn, Ralph.
Way to bring God damn. And that was when Ralph blew it, man. It was going so well, man.
You're canceled, bro.
Palm of your hand.
Hashtag cancel Ralph.
I
think it's Sebastian.
She doesn't like Boston, Minnesota.
Sir Boston, Minnesota.
Final answer to go with Sebastian?
Yes.
Sebastian is the one.
You're wrong.
You fucking idiots.
What's the answer?
Is it
Seinfeld?
I knew it. I love
can
it.
Can you pour me more, Ralph? Ralph, can you give me some?
Just pour him the whole thing.
Give me some. Thank you.
So is that right?
I thought it was Christine. Yes. It's my daughter. The opposite.
And your daughter's like, get in the game, Jay.
Yeah. What are you doing? You know Christine's home alone, bored.
All right, so what did we win? 3-2? We won 3-2. Butt cheeks here, butt cheeks here all around.
I thought it was a 10-round thing.
Well, is it? That was 10.
Oh, was that 10 rounds?
Yeah, that was 10.
Let's not fight about it.
Let's do this before.
Underwear never came off.
Well, it's about to when I do the butt cheek motorboat.
She said no butthole, Ralph.
I said butt cheek motorboat. I was right. Let's do this. Before we do it, let's do these guys had never been on before. Let's do the first with them. And Alana's done that years ago. Yes. So let's play the first, Shannon.
I'm sorry, wait, pause. I'm going to cut this out and
pause. Everyone, pause. Pause.
hold on. Very sorry. Hold on.
First time ever I saw concert, did drugs, had sex.
All right, we're going to wrap up the show before my butt. Motorboating with the SDR question that we do every week. We ask everyone their first experience with all three, sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Mm-hmm. We start with rock and roll, meaning the first concert you ever went to on your own volition that we're going to know. Not some local band, just the band that you wanted. It doesn't have to be rock. It could be anything. The first show you went to go see. Start with my teammate.
I remember this vividly. This is an extremely fat 12-year-old answer. But I got my dad to take me to see Green Day on the Dookie tour at the Civic Center.
Hell yeah.
It's a good one.
And it's one of my fondest memories.
You know,
that's great.
It's a great
I think the Riverdale's opened. I was just like, fuck, stop playing! Green Day, dude! And
that's so cool. That's right. And
there were a lot of fat 12-year-olds there.
On that tour is such a cool time because that's like, they were playing those songs for the first go-around, so they were into it still.
It was the coolest. It was a peak experience, essentially.
I went to see American Idiot when it was on Broadway, and he showed up and did one of the characters.
Remember earlier you called me a faggot?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Wow, man.
Your first one?
Were you watching it through, like, binoculars on a stick?
Yeah. Yes. I
do have the time to listen to you whine.
When we have its intermission time, I take a cognac.
Oh, man, the first show that I saw, you said it could be comedy, too? Did you say
it could
that?
Be? I mean, ideally, it's a music. But I meant music. It doesn't have to be rock music.
I went to a concert a week before I graduated, and I'm like 90% Irish, and it was an outdoor event, so I didn't know you had to put on sunscreen when you went out. And I got fucking torched, and I almost got beat up by two guys because I didn't understand what partying meant. They asked, do you party? And I said, yeah, come on over. I was just trying to be friendly and invite them over to our keg, and it turns out they wanted Coke. And they cornered me by a fucking van and said, I thought you partied. I'm like, yeah, what are we doing out here?
You start dancing. Are we doing it or what?
Is this good, guys?
Is this where the party's at?
What was the show?
It was Filter and
Andrew Dice Clay.
And I remember No Doubt played.
Oh, so was Filter the headliner? Or no?
Filter was the headliner.
Oh, well, that's cool.
This is Rowdy No Doubt fans. Latino ska fans. Pretty dangerous bunch.
Big coke addicts. No Doubt fans. All right, then we go to drug, the first drug you ever did after weed, unless weed wasn't the first drug you ever did.
Hmm. I guess weed was the...
Yeah, so then the one after that.
The first time I did cocaine...
No Doubt concert.
I was in my 30s.
You were three?
I was like 30. Yeah, it was the only way to get me to calm down.
With his math teacher.
Well, by the way, I just realized I figured something out. I can stare at Alana's tits all day long from this angle.
And not look like a creep.
And not look like a creep. That's fucking amazing. Dude. And just, figured it out now like an asshole.
I don't just ogle. I assume if she wants me to see them, she'll show them to me at some later time.
Oh. I wonder. I can't wait to see the video.
Mm-hmm. Right, I don't video my excursions, Ralph.
I meant the video of her not showing up with you.
Oh, yes. I promise you, I will take that video. If she doesn't come back, yeah, I will take it.
All right, so cocaine.
Yeah. So I think I was like 30, and I worked at an IT job with this Asian guy, this Chinese guy, and we would go to lunch together and stuff like that, and he was just cool. We didn't have anything in common. Just a normal like Chinese guy in a suit. And eventually, like, his boys would start showing up at, like, our corporate, like, our IT guy more on lunches in Center City, Philadelphia.
Did he ask you if you wanted to party?
At first I was like, man, these Chinese guys are really friendly. And then I realized that, like, none of, like, they all had fake jobs and were just running a crime syndicate. And, like, they would, like, if I was ever like, hey, man, could you get me weed? They would just give me free drugs. And I was like, cool, man, whatever. And then they started like inviting this goes on for years. And then they start inviting me to like family parties. And the first time I ever did cocaine, I was like 30 years old at a Chinese guy's baby's first birthday that I was meeting.
Jesus
for the first
Christ.
Time.
Were you in the dragon costume?
Dude, they were like
he was third.
Everyone was doing the
they let me beat the head.
Everyone did the karate two drum, karate kid two drum.
So they were like they were like, where should we get food from? And like, they asked me for a suggestion. They ordered like $400 worth of food just to like munch on while we were waiting for. And then they were like, they were giving me like really expensive liquor that I don't know about. And I was like, cool, this is very nice. Thank you. I think they offered me frozen breast milk at one point. And then they're like, all right, let's do some coke. And I was like, yeah, totally. I'd never done it before. And I guess I got to the point where I was like, I guess I'm just never going to do it. And I did a bunch of coke with these dudes, and it looked like the sand in the nighttime scene in Aladdin. It was so white, it was like blue and glowing. Yeah. And I had so much fucking fun that I like called my wife. I was like, "Do people know about cocaine? You got to try this." And then I had to ride a motorcycle home. Scary.
Why do only the Chinese know about this cocaine?
Yeah, yeah. They gotta get the word out.
Did you get to rob somebody from the back of the motorcycle?
Fucking Black Rain.
I'm sure they offered it while I was like, "Oh my god, that's another peak experience." Fuck,
that's great. Jesus. That sounds amazing. Was that in Philly?
Yeah, it was in Philly. Wow.
Mike, yours?
I got a prescription for Vicodin. Because I had given my wife a pair of earrings in my parents' kitchen, and she opened them and she started laughing. And she says, I don't even have my ears pierced. So I socked the refrigerator as hard as I could and I broke my hand. And I got 30 Vicodin on like a Friday. And I was like, I had no idea what it felt like. I thought it was just like extra strength Tylenol, and I took it. And boy, that set me on a course for addiction for the next 4 years.
Wow, really?
Yeah. My mom, when I was younger, my stepfather always make jokes about my mom being in the Percocet, and I didn't really get what it was. I was like, she genuinely had migraines, so I thought it was like, she takes them for, that's her headache medicine or whatever. Yeah. And then I never took them. When I got my wisdom teeth out, I took it. And that night, like, not only was the pain gone, but like a half hour into it, I looked over at Christine and I was like, oh, yeah, I see how. It's not a problem, but I said I can see how like this could get away from you. I'm like, right. I could find a reason to feel like this day.
All right, and then lastly, we'll do your first sexual experience.
Yeah.
Actual consensual intercourse.
Like penis in vagina?
Penis inside vagina.
Dude, mine's so fucking lame. I'm glad you're asking me first because I'm sure Mike's is phenomenal. Well, I was a very sensitive boy. all
listening to Green Day at 12. I think so.
Exactly. Yeah. Being a fat child like that. So I was just doomed to like a very awkward and sad first sexual encounter. It fucking sucked.
You're a fat kid?
Yeah, I was a fat kid for a
Butterly,
long time.
Butterly, it's a like, tough last name. Seriously. Yeah. I was almost named. My father, one of the only things he ever did in my life for me was stop me from being named after my great uncle Oscar.
Yeah.
A fat kid named Oscar Okerson. Oh, I would have committed suicide. I wouldn't have gotten through that.
Yeah, when my older brother is like a beanpole, and I think someone had called him Butterball at some point. So when I ballooned up, people were just like, fuck, dude, we wasted
it. Oh, they blew their load early. Yeah. You don't want to be hacks.
Yeah. So I just had this like bummer experience where she was like, ow, 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 ow. I was like, oh, she's like, ow. I was like, oh, just whatever, man. And it fizzled out pretty badly. It
all
sucked.
Right. And what's that? Well, the first one usually sucks.
That's
how old did you say you were?
It was 17. 18.
Most common answer.
Your first sucked for you?
Yeah, I told you that.
It was great for your uncle.
It was really good. And the third was great for him, too. Mm. All right.
Before I talk about the sex, I'll give a little backstory. Now, I was a I was a fat wigger for a very long time.
I still am.
And I worked at the Sixers practice facility. And Allen Iverson would never wear the same stuff twice. So when they left the locker room unlocked, it would be a mad dash to go in there and to get the shit that he discarded. So I had an entire outfit this one night that I had on that was all Iverson's shit. It was his shorts, his shoes, his shirt.
His jock strap.
Yeah. My chains.
And his knee-high socks that he practiced in.
His ankle bracelet.
And I was sitting on this edge of the bed drinking by myself, and this girl that was nicknamed Danielle Doorknob, because everybody got a turn, and she came stumbling up the steps, and it was like a vision. And I was like, this is finally going to be it. And she's like, who are you? I'm like, I'm Mike Rainey. She's like, wow. She's like, why are you dressed like this? I was like, Allen Iverson gives me his clothes. And she goes, oh, really? And she slid her hand down my knee-high socks. I was like, oh, man, this is going to be it. So I'm not going to use the word Lord, but I brought her into my friend's sister's bedroom, and then, it was just
Was it a house party?
No, it was just, I would just hang out at my friend's house by myself a lot.
Just kick it in Iverson's clothes, dude. Yeah.
But she just happened to be there.
She came looking for my friend's sister, who wasn't home.
Okay.
Because she had a fight with her boyfriend, and she was just come to, I guess, stay the night. And
I just feel like the hand down the ankles is a weird move.
Mike, is this a story in your set in any way?
No.
I mean, really? That's like you magically. It's like the movie Like Mike, but you put on Iverson's clothes and it rained pussy on you immediately. That's hilarious.
Yeah, my bird had re-rolling gartnered. But I got it in there, and my friend's sister had come home, and we had locked the door. And it was my first time getting pussy, so I was just...
I like how you put it, though. I got it in there. That was nice.
Continue. Yeah, that was a big deal for me because I just didn't know if I could get it in. Like, all these things that go through your head. And the sister was pounding on the door, and I didn't get to finish. And I was very proud of myself for not coming.
Oh, that's very sweet. I'm sure she cared.
I thought she was my sister. I faked my first time.
Yeah.
I just said I did in the condom and didn't. But I was just like, I was so excited while it was happening. And then when it was happening, I was like, just so in my own head, I was like, it's not going to happen, but I don't want this to go on forever. Like, but she's going to get over it.
Did you do
it,
this,
so
like, ooh, like there's a strange noise or something, like something weird?
No, I was able, you know, I've come in my life before that, so I was able to give the old, like,
I'm done.
Yowza! Oh, God! Smoky!
Yada, 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 yada. All right, guys. Oh, no. Thank you so much for coming on the show. Alana, thank you so much for being a part
of
it.
Everybody plug.
Everyone do the plugs. We'll start with you guys. Tim, you first.
Check out Dab Meat. We do our show live on Sunday nights. We usually have a very funny guest. And, you know, if you consider yourself any sort of fucking fat, gay, retard, we have a place for you. Also follow me on Twitch, twitch.tv/TimButterly. It's a very nice time. Thank you.
I was told that a bunch of Gas Digital people were watching your Twitch last night. Someone DM'd me that.
Oh, that's it's captivating. I don't want to. Not my words, but that's what I've been told.
Mike?
Everything that Tim just said, and also it may be sold out, but Tuesday night we're going to be at Helium in Philly for Shane's show.
Oh, that's
cool. I think I'm going to come down, guys.
Oh, hell yeah.
Alana?
You guys think about doing Molly? Mm-hmm. Did you guys take Molly that night and hang till like 2 a.m?
Yeah, sure.
Right, by the way, speaking of that, Jay, I do think we should plan, I don't know when, but like maybe summertime when the world's going to open up a little bit, we have like 2 or 3 cool rock star dudes that want to come in and do drugs with us for my next drug, whatever it's going to be. We should really line that up because that could be a really fun night.
But this Tuesday, I'm going to do drugs with Tim and Mike in Philadelphia.
And I'll be home by myself like a puss.
Yeah, well, you're not going to come down to Philly.
Never.
Yeah.
Alana? I'll be with Alana instead.
Maybe.
You can find me on Instagram at @AlanaLove_, on Twitter, AlanaLoveXXX, and watch my new show, Love and Laughs.
By the way, now when I was looking at her and doing it, now I realize my new game plan is to give very, like, just slow blinks. So I just go like...
It's hard not to stare. What the fuck is wrong with us?
You're like a sexy cartoon cat.
Fantastic. Jay, your plugs?
If you're watching live this weekend, Thursday through Saturday, Omaha, Funny Bone, come check me out there. In the coming weeks, I have Orlando, Florida, at the Improv. I'm going to be at LOL in San Antonio. I have Kansas City Improv coming up, Indianapolis, Helium. Yeah, a whole bunch of stuff, a whole bunch of gigs. And I said the big news, Bonfire is back starting this coming Monday, March 1st. Me and Dan back, Faction Talk 103, 5 to 7 p.m., lead-in from Ron Bennington.
And also I saw someone said it online, all the archives are back up already. Which is cool.
Are they up there now?
Yeah, someone showed me that.
Just got done tonight.
Yeah,
the deal got done tonight. It was 3 months. So we're very excited to be back. Of course, Legion of Skanks right here on the Gas Digital Network. Check out Six and Jump on Patreon. And, you know, always watch my specials.
When is my season coming up? I forget where you're at. It's with.
We're like season 3.
I think it's the last season that I was on.
Maybe. It's taking a long time because Ari went to the jungle. He started a Patreon with us and then like went to South America to go do ayahuasca in the jungle.
I'm going
to
provide so much deep insight from the episode
I'm excited for you to do it, though. It's going to be great. But yeah, and then just watch my Netflix special, Comedy Central special, and enjoy us, our new home on Bonfire.
Awesome. Shanoonies?
You can follow me on Instagram at ShannonLee6982. And listen to my podcast, The Thing Is.
Ding.
Thank you. We talk about bad dates, fighting, and ghosts.
And also, what a hack.
You do ghosts too? Shannon, now you do ghosts.
Yeah, we all do ghosts. Ani?
Yeah, you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Ani_Moosh. And check out my website, AniMooshpedia.com.
Okay, then lastly, Bobby, you're taking photos all night. I feel like you should say something. Get on one of these mics here. Just grab right where
the
grab.
Do you want to share a mic with me?
Sure.
I bet you filthy fucking bastard.
Bobby, this job's great. You got to put a butt plug in a girl the other day.
Yeah, it was great. My girlfriend didn't say a word about it.
You're working. Bobby, your thoughts. Alana, coming home with us or no?
It's a 50-50 right now, Jay. I think you still got a chance. Might as well
just say Jay, maybe show some more tattoos and mention how you're not Russian.
I have so many tattoos, and I'm so far from Russian, I think. But I can kill that dance, though. Sorry, Bobby. Third time I did it.
You can follow me on all social media at TheBobbyHutch. But more importantly, subscribe right now to GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use promo code SDR and get a 14-day free trial.
Use your code, for God's sake.
Use promo code Hutch and get a 14-day free trial.
Show them the new logo, Bobby, too. The new logo for the hoodies and stuff. We got the Skanks hoodies.
Oh, shit. By the way,
You got the...
Fucking buy SDR merch. We never say it. Go to podcastmerch.com/SDR. And there's the new Legion shirt.
I'll tell you that Bonfire merch will be coming soon. We're able to get merch now. So
that's awesome. Just follow me over at I Am Ralph Sutton, my other podcast, The Good Sugar Podcast, which is health and wellness, which is the exact 180 of this show. I got to tell you.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about? Cheers.
Because you're going to motorboat.
So I'm going to motorboat a butt cheek?
Yeah.
Everyone, thank you so much for being a part of the show. We need a song.
Oh, we ran out of time for eating butt cheeks. Sorry, everybody.
We need a song. While I do this, do you have a motorboating song, Jay, that you'd like me to do the butt cheeks to?
Sailing? No, that's not really motorboating.
Take me to the river.
Trying to make videos that have motorboats in them. Rio by Duran Duran.
That is motorboats. All right, let's do it. We'll do Rio by Duran Duran, and I will motorboat Alana Loves Butt Cheeks. No asshole.
No.
Do not.
See you next week on the SDR Show.
Let's do this.
Let's do it.
I'm getting down.
you're such a creep, Ralph. Oh, this is so appalling.
He definitely has it in his head, like, if I do like a really good job here, she might...
she might have me back.
Ralph, don't spread them open, you scumbag.
Man?
Oh, I'm sick with you.
How would you... He embarrassed us.
Oh my god!
Why would you
Ralph?
Do that, dude? Spread them.
Great. A little bit. I'm sorry.
My fucking god!
Now when I see your actual butthole later, I'm gonna smell your chin.
Dude, he acted like he was parting curtains.
Is anybody in here?
Instinctual. It was instinctual.
Whoa, great man! Boy. You're so primal. You can't turn it off, can you?
You're gonna walk into an opium den. You fucking creep.
You went fucking native, bro.
I really am a creep. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Time to go shit and Tinder. It's Ralph Sutton, everybody.
I'm going
to
go on Instagram right now.
All right, guys. Thank you so much. You're
thank
right
you.
Right.
Appreciate you, guys.
Listening to the SDR Show.